As some of you know, the reason I wound up on these audio subreddits is because I've been thinking about supplementing my income with some voiceover work. It's something I have been offered before, but I've never really been confident enough about my voice to give it a shot. Well, back at the end of January, I went for a voiceover workshop where they basically test your voice and ability by getting you to read scripts for ads. And they pick the ads based on what they feel suit your vocal range and age. And then they let you know if you have any chance of getting any work in the industry. Overall, I was not bad. They didn't mind my voice, my reading and everything was fine. But one thing that they said I really needed to work on is reading for ads. Ad work is like the bread and butter of the industry. That's how I know people think they're going to read audiobooks or be cast in video games or, you know. But actually, it's ad work that pays the bills. So that's one thing I really do need to work on. So I'm supposed to have been practicing, but I haven't been. Well, until today, I recorded myself reading three ads that were selected for me. So here they are. It's amazing what a simple thing can do, like a pump. It can kickstart a pretty special chain of events, giving people the chance to grow their way out of poverty. Before you know it, there's a long-term future in sight. And it's all made possible with another simple thing, a red envelope. Give what you can this Christian Aid Week. This one was not so difficult to read for, as it's quite slow and easy. I can't say the same about the next two. Being single can be amazing. So if you're going to give it up, it has to be for someone who makes being a couple the best thing in the world. At eHarmony, we really get to know you. That way, we can introduce you to someone really worth getting to know. Visit eharmony.co.uk to review your matches for free. So would you give up being single based on that? The way you practice is by listening to the original ad, and because all of these adverts that I've done, they're actually ads that ran in the UK. So they give you the script and they give you a link to the original ad. So you practice by listening to the original ad and trying to copy the pace and the inflections of the narrators of those ads. I kept finding that I was going too slow, especially towards the latter half of that script. But if I thought that was too fast, it was leisurely when compared to the next one. Self-conscious about your spots? Try Freedom Gel. It's the best-selling treatment with an anti-inflammatory that is clinically proven to reduce spots and redness. It even helps stop spots from forming. For freedom from spots, ask your pharmacist for Freedom Gel. So, that's my ad practice for today. What did you think? Please do let me know in the comments. Thanks for listening, if anyone did, and bye for now.